See, I go forth before you unto Calvary, that I might set you free from your misery, to redeem you from your calamity and your carnality, freely give away my liberty for your emancipation from mental slavery, that you may walk out of your spiritual poverty and see I give away my righteousness and action for your lasciviousness, sexual profanity, proclivity, perversity, promiscuity, the obscenity of your immorality. Yes, you, fornicators and masturbators, such an adulterous and a godless generation, smokers and addicts of drugs and sins, hypocrites and liars, fake fellows, false falsifiers of forgery and falsehood, crucifying truth and glorifying pretense, the pretense, prisoner sentenced to death and hell, and it's so intense, re-crucifying the Son of God afresh. Your days are numbered, your ways are numbered, your deeds to be remembered just as your sins, since they want, are to be remembered. Repent or perish. It was but yesterday you campaigning, Hosanna, Hosanna, and now you complaining, and now you disdaining, and now you yelling, mole, mole, gile, gile, young man, young man. The way that you have lived, L-I-V-E-D, is a reflection of the nature of your father, the devil, D-E-V-I-L. And until you cease from mirroring the ways of your past evil, E-V-I-L, you shall not live, L-I-V-E. For see, I pick up my cross and descend up hills to Calvary, that I might wipe away the darkness of your past and present, and present you all precious presents before the presence of my Father, and anchor your hope for a brighter future. A future that eats into eternity. Sons of darkness, sons of love to become. Sons of light, the will of the Father to be done. For greater love hath no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friend, you and I, and to be more emphatic enemies. And was it 30 penny worth of silver pieces that was cheaply given in exchange for such an eternal treasure? But deuces, for you and I were the purchased goods of that divine transaction. Yes, his life was traded for you and I. Katalaso, katalage, the reconciliation, the reformation, the seed of regeneration for the degeneration of generations throughout all nations and ages, past, present, and to come. Katalaso, katalage, the reconciliation, the Garden of Eden reinstated at the Garden of Gethsemane. Love, divine love, so excelling, an amazing grace, none the like, that Christ should die for you and I. Contemplate. For greater love hath none than that a king so righteous forsake the honor and majesty of his kingdom above, to forsake the dominion of his throne up, to be thrown down and stamped underfoot by men, you and I. For greater love hath none than that a king so innocent forsake the demands of rights and justice, to be forsaken by his father and forsaken by his sinful, guiltful servant, and to die for their own sake, for God's sake, mercy. Yet we all dishonor, dishonor, a slaved king, a slain king, the king of kings made subject to his subject and subjected to death and murdered at our own hands, for God's sake, mercy. Yet all of these have been consigned under grace, that you and I would walk in the fullness of holiness and the righteousness and blessedness of life everlasting. Agape! Behold this timeless, dateless, endless love of God. This love is boundless. Agape! Behold the fretless, fearless, restless love of God. This love is reckless. Agape! That the innocent should take the spot of the guilty and be stripped naked of his glory. Agape! Love so true, love so sure, love so pure, love so spotless, sparkling, and perfect, it blinds the intellect. Agape, the cross, the foolishness of divine wisdom. The cross, the most blessed curse, the unreconcilable reconciliation. Agape, made a fool for love, and kill me with hate, yet I would die for your love. And irrespective of your retrospective, introspective, respective, prospective perspectives, one fact that cannot be denied, this love is deep. Deep, deeper than love.